Please stand by. Good day and welcome to the IBM Storage Talk TSM 6 Chalk Talk with Development DB Upgrade Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Ms. Tricia Jiang. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for joining today's call. I'm really excited about the format for today. What we're going to do is I will start off by walking you through a little bit of information on today's topic, which is the TSM DB2 upgrade. And then we will turn the conference over to you all and let you all call in and ask about specific questions to our developer, Ken Hannigan, who is very much involved with this DB upgrade process and who will continue to be supporting it and working with the customers who call in over the next year in regards to the DB upgrades. So you'll be able to ask him questions directly. This whole series of calls that we're doing with TSM 6, we are starting off today with our DB upgrade call, and then in April we will continue with three other Chalk Talks with our developers. One will be on the dedupe, another will be on TSM monitoring and reporting, and the third call will be on, in April, will be on the TSM4 product. So that'll be on your TSM for databases, for mail, for SharePoint, for HSM. So you will have additional opportunities to ask questions specific to those topics. Our team is also working on some pre-recorded modules on the various new functions in TSM6, so watch out for those coming through in your distance learning as distance learning modules. So for today, we will be looking at the TSM6 technical enablement deck that was posted both on Partner World as well as in the Tivoli Talk section. I'm obviously not covering this whole deck. I will just be going to a couple slides that are pertinent to the DB2 upgrade. I'll be walking you through those, and then once again, we'll be opening it up for questions from you all. This call is being recorded, so if you want to hear the questions again, or if you have some coworkers who don't catch today's airing, they can go out to the Tivoli Talk site or out to Partner World and listen to the replay. So with that, let's turn our attention to the new upgrade that's going to occur in TSM 6. As you all have probably heard, we will be upgrading our proprietary database to an actual DB2 database. Now, just like with our proprietary database, this DB2 database is going to be under the covers. Your customers do not have to become DB2 administrators. But this DB2 upgrade is going to give us a lot of benefits when it comes to TSM. Just right off the bat, your customers, if they ever have to do a reorg of their database, they will no longer have to take the database offline in order to do that. They'll be able to run the reorg while the TSM server is up and running. Another nice thing about the upgrade to DB2 is that it's really adding a lot of capacity and performance to our TSM servers. First of all, the DB2 database is going to be able to scale all the way up to about 1 terabyte in size for metadata, not the actual data that we're protecting, but the metadata about that information. And this is in comparison to our TSM 5 and below database, the proprietary database, which could only scale to about 512 gigabytes. And most customers never even got it up that large because of the time that it took to do backups and such against it. So as you can see, we're allowing our customers to protect and manage more data with one individual TSM server by simply being able to scale the metadata catalog, in this case our DB2 server, to a much larger size. In addition to that, you'll see that the performance that customers will have when they're doing backups to the TSM server is also going to increase. And a lot of the reasons for this is that the size of the recovery log will increase by about 9-fold. And remember, the recovery log is important in conjunction with the database because it kind of acts as a scratch pad. And prior to the actual individual objects being committed to the database, they're scribbled down in our scratch pad. And so if our scratch pad is larger, our recovery log is larger, we're able to accommodate more people backing up at the same time, and then we're able to commit that in larger chunks. And all of this, not only does it mean we can accommodate more people doing jobs at the same time, but it also means that their performance is going to go up. So you'll see backup performance increasing across the board as well. In fact, we found that in some of the AIX client backups, we saw up to a 300% improvement in our backup performance. Okay, well, if you go into the deck that we sent out, if you go to slide 11, I'm going to start there by walking you through some of the more technical features of this DB2 upgrade. First of all, since we do have a new database, the actual option that your customers use, the command that they use to back up that database, is going to change. And this is important to realize, because if in case your customers have scripted in some type of database backups, or if they've got their schedule set up, they'll want to review that to make sure it accommodates the new backup scenarios. So we will still be able to do our normal backups that we currently do, but we're adding a new type called snapshot. And so that'll be type equals DB snapshot. And so that'll actually allow us to take a snapshot of our database when we're backing it up to take it off site for disaster recovery pieces. Okay, moving on to slide 12. So with these changes in some of the commands that we use in regards to our schedules, our admin functions and all, you will want to make sure your customers go through, look at their scripts and look at their schedules they have to make sure it's accommodating either new commands, commands that are going away, or commands that have new functions and options associated with them. And in our manual out there, we do have a complete list of any changes or additions to existing admin and client commands. So please have your customers take a look at that and make sure they have perused their scripts and their schedules to accommodate those changes. On slide 13, now when we upgrade to our DB2 database, we are preserving the SQL schema that's there. So if your customer does have SQL queries that they're using to extract data for different purposes, those will still work. Same for our third-party vendors who utilize our SQL query commands. Those are still being preserved. Now, one nice thing that you will get is with TSM6, we are doing a reporting and monitoring, whole new set of tools for that, and that's actually extracting data into another DB2 database, which can be used for historical trending, and you'll have even more extensive SQL queries you can do against that reporting and monitoring database, and obviously that won't impact the overhead of your TSM server. So customers are going to really like that as a tool for gathering information and building reports on their TSM server. And like I said, we will have a chalk talk on that in April, just on the reporting and monitoring features. Moving on to slide 14. In order to utilize this DB2 database, they're obviously going to have to do an upgrade from their current proprietary database. And this upgrade does take place offline, so the customers are going to have to schedule time where they can bring down their TSM server and run this upgrade. Now, this upgrade is an upgrade. This is not a rip and replace. We are taking the existing information that exists in our proprietary database, so meta information about who backed up which files, where those files are stored, how long we're keeping them, the policies, the schedules, the admin names, the device classes, all of that stuff is being preserved. But what we're going to do is we're going to extract it from our proprietary database and then insert it into the new TSM6 DB2 database. And this upgrade is done in three seamless steps. First of all, your customer is going to look at the different methods available to them to do the upgrade. They're going to do the preparation and the planning, and then they're going to run the upgrade wizard, which will step them through this upgrade. Now, yes, your customers can do this database upgrade by themselves, or if they're more comfortable with it, IBM does have service offerings, as well as a lot of our business partners are offering service offerings to help the customer step through this upgrade. So we're going to take a look at these three steps and what's involved in them. First of all, when it comes to the database upgrade options, there's a couple ways you can do it. When you are extracting the information, you can either have it extracted directly from your current proprietary database and then loaded via the network into the new DB2 database. Or you can extract the information and store it in disk storage or some type of tape storage, and then turn around and load it into the new DB2 database. When you're doing this, you should be thinking, well, gee, this sounds like a great opportunity if the customer wants to upgrade their hardware. And that's completely available as an option. What we can do is we can extract the information off of one physical hardware server and insert it into a database, which the new TSM6 database, which is residing on another server. You have to have the same operating system. If your current TSM server is running on AIX, your new TSM Server 6 also needs to be on AIX. This is not a cross-platform extraction. This is a similar operating system. So I actually have some pictures on that. If you start with slide 16, you'll see that this is an upgrade in place where we're using the same existing hardware. We're extracting the information out of the existing TSM server, and in this case, we're putting it on either disk or tape, and then we're turning around and inserting it into the new TSM database. Now, if you look through these commands here, what the wizard is doing underneath the covers is it's first of all running this DSM upgrade prepare DB command, then it's running the extract command. It then turns around and does an install of your TSM6 code, your DB2 server, and it does a DSM cert load format and then a DSM cert insert DB manifest. So those are the commands which are happening underneath the covers via the wizard. And so the important thing to remember here, same system, but your extract and your insert are being done in separate steps, and there is a extra piece of media involved here where the data is being stored during those separate steps. Okay, if you look at slide 17, in this case, we're doing the same type of scenario, but we are doing it cross-server. So we're inserting to a new piece of hardware, same operating system, but a new piece of hardware. Slide 18, this shows where we're doing an upgrade in place by utilizing the network. And if you walk through the steps that the wizard's doing, you'll see that they're slightly different order than when we were extracting to media. And then the final option would be on slide 19, where we're extracting across the network to new hardware. And once again, that resembles very much the step where we do it in place, but it's just going across the network to a new piece of hardware. So your customer needs to consider, do I want to do the extraction and insertion on the same machine? Do I want to upgrade, use this as an opportunity to upgrade my hardware? And so on slide 20, we give you some of the scenarios that might help your customer decide the best methodology for them. Okay, slide 21. Well, what about those customers that have multiple TSM servers and who want to capitalize on the fact that the new TSM6 server can accommodate more information? If they want to consolidate their TSM servers, there is no automatic way to do that. However, we can give some suggestions on how that could be done. You could take one of your TSM servers, upgrade it to TSM6, and then your other, and that would be using the upgrade methods we just talked about, and then your other servers that are currently TSM5, you could have those instances switch over and start backing up their new data to the new TSM6 server and let that other data expire off and be versioned off of the original TSM5 servers. Now, eventually you'll get down to a subset of the information that might have been archived for a specific amount of time, and that remaining bits of information you could use an import-export to extract it off of that old TSM5 server and move it over to the consolidated TSM6 server. Okay, slide 22. You should all be talking with your customers about preparing for the TSM database upgrade. They're going to need to start looking at the hardware, the sizing, where they want to run this on, and so forth. Now, the actual TSM database, when we go from our proprietary version 5 up to our new TSM6 DB2 database, the amount of space utilized is about the same, and that's the same with the recovery log. Remember, though, the TSM6 database can scale larger over time, but the initial size is pretty much the same. What they will want to look at, though, is the fact that when they do this upgrade, it is very I/O intensive, and it uses a very high percentage of the system processors. It's very disk intensive. And so depending on the type of disk subsystem that their databases reside on, that will really dictate how long it'll take to do this extraction and insertion in order to accomplish the upgrade. One thing you need to be aware of, if you do have a customer who is running System Storage Archive Manager code, remember this is the product that we sell for data retention, it's based upon the TSM server code, there is a couple different options they will need to run in, before they do the upgrade, and one of these is the repair expiration command. So they do need to be aware with the System Storage Archive Manager, there is a couple extra steps involved. Okay, slide 23, this goes into the sizing, approximately the same size as I mentioned. When it comes to the actually doing the upgrade, depending on the procedure they use, they may need to have some temporary storage available to accommodate having two TSM databases, one the proprietary and one the DB2 database, existing on that server at the same time. What if they're doing that extraction directly from the old one to the new one? They will have to accommodate having two databases up and running at the same time. Now, as for memory, we do suggest that the customers up their memory to about 8 gigabytes with the TSM6 server. All of this is in our TSM6 manual that documents the upgrade. And there's some great worksheets to walk your customers through that and to kind of give them the comfort of what they need to do and make sure they've looked at all the different options available to them. Okay, slide 24. If you do have different library managers, clients, storage agents involved, you will have to take a look at what needs to be upgraded first. So when it comes to upgrading your library managers and library clients, if you're using shared libraries, then you want to upgrade the server that's the library manager first. So upgrade that server to TSM6 first and then upgrade your other ones accordingly. If you've got clients, first of all, know that your TSM6 clients will work with the TSM5 server. So there may be cases where your customers want to upgrade to a TSM6 client to maybe take advantage of the new NDMP support or some with the NFS SIS mounts or some of the Active Directory support or individual mailbox support. And that's fine. They can upgrade the client prior to upgrading their server. When it comes to upgrading your storage agents for your LAN-free backups, in order to connect to a version 6 server, the storage agents have to at least be at 5.5 or later. So make sure they're at least at 5.5, and then they can upgrade them as they have the bandwidth. Okay, slide 25. This just gives you a picture of what our wizard looks like, and it will walk you through the different steps we've talked about, and it will accommodate the different scenarios for doing the extractions and the insertions of the data. Slide 26 just kind of tells you what's happening underneath the covers when it comes to the upgrade wizard, how it goes through, prepares for the upgrades, installs your version 6 server, and all the way down to upgrading and verifying the upgrade has completed correctly. Okay, slide 27, this gives you an idea of what your TSM6 installation would look like if you're installing a TSM server fresh. And you can see here we've got the different components being selected and they can be installed fresh off the boat there. Okay, slide 28. This slide just talks about if you do have System Storage Archive Manager running, these are the commands you will want to run, this repair expiration. It's critical that you run that prior to doing the upgrade. Now, when it comes to the DR550, if you have a customer who has purchased a DR550, at this point, the DR550 does not have it in their plan to do an upgrade to version 6. But if your customer has bought the standalone System Storage Archive Manager code, they do have the flexibility to upgrade to version 6. Okay, so that kind of brings us to the end of the slide set on the TSM upgrades. With that, I'd like to go ahead and have Ken make some comments, and then after he's done commenting, we will open it up for questions from you all. Ken?
I didn't have a lot to add. Just one clarification with the event retention servers. You don't necessarily have to run the repair expiration command. That's one option, certainly. I think what this slide shows is different options that you do have. You can run repair expiration, or you can do an AutoDB, which will have the same effect. Or when you extract the database, you can specify the event based used equal yes, and all of those will do the right thing as far as making sure that we maintain the event. What is it? Event retention date, retention initiation date. I'm sorry. The pros and cons are that doing the repair expiration is something that can be done well in advance of doing your upgrade, and it can be done while your server is still online. Whereas if you wait and you just specify the event-based use equal yes, that's going to increase the amount of time required to do the upgrade, which will therefore increase the amount of time that your server is unavailable. But I would add that the increased time is not unduly large, and I would actually recommend, you know, just going with that route.
Great. Thanks for that clarification on System Storage Archive Manager upgrade. With that, Stacy, let's go ahead and open it up for questions from the people on the call.
Thank you. Today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you'd like to ask a question, please do so by pressing star 1 on your telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that's star 1 to ask a question. And we'll take our first question from William Mansfield.
Good morning. This is Bill Mansfield with Logitalis. Back on slide 24, it says that to connect to a V6 server, client nodes must be running 5.5 or later. What does this mean for the extended support for things like Windows 2000, where those clients are pinned at version 5.3.6?
My understanding is that this requirement is really more a question of support, as opposed to what would and would not actually work if you tried it. So as far as I'm aware, you could continue to use those older clients, but if there was a problem with them, you may not be able to get support from IBM to deal with those problems. Whereas if you're using 5.5 or 6.1 version client, you know, you have all the standard support options that you normally have.
Thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Daniel Banch of TechTrade.
Hi. Okay, I've actually got a few questions. Main question is around the server spec for the TSM server. Obviously, that depends on the size of the customer environment, but the key things they'd like to know is, firstly, the memory recommended is 8 gig, yeah? Does that have a bearing on whether it needs to be 64-bit operating system or not?
Actually, in 6.1, we are requiring 64-bit operating systems for all platforms except Windows. Still support 32-bit servers on Windows, but otherwise we're requiring everybody move to 64-bit if they're not already there.
Okay. Have you found any sort of constraints with the 32-bit Windows around managing up to 8 gig of memory, or would you say that it's equally able to handle?
Well, the reason for the increase in the amount of memory is that now we actually have two separate products running, as it were. In earlier releases, we had TSM 5.5 or whatever running, managing its own proprietary database. Now we have TSM, plus we have DB2 running, and DB2 has, you know, its own set of memory requirements in addition to whatever TSM has. So it's not that TSM is necessarily going to be using all of that 8 gigabytes by itself.
Okay. But the 32-bit Windows can actually support the 8 gig of memory if it was to be used, yeah?
That's true. I think 32-bit Windows caps out at about 4 gigabytes.
Mm.
So it may be that if you have a large server that's managing, you know, very large amounts of data, that you may need to investigate moving to 64-bit for that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is our understanding that the 32-bit Windows cannot manage the full 8 gig. So, okay, well, the other question I have is around disk spindles. We've had some feedback come back saying that the DB2 instance requires a certain number of disk spindles, regardless of the scale of the environment. It would need up to like at least three separate runs for the TSM database. Is that true, or is that really?
Well, the management of disk spindles is, you know, first off, it's going to be much like it was with TSM 5. You're going to want to make sure that your recovery log is on a different set of disks than your database, just so that if you have a single failure, you're not completely hosed. Now, with that said, I've seen some documentation that recommends for the database itself, not taking the recovery log into account, but just for the database, that you spread that out over a number of LUNs. And the reasoning behind that is that DB2, he would treat each of those as what he calls a different database container, and he manages his performance by striping the database across however many database containers you have.
Okay.
So increasing the number of containers could conceivably improve the database performance.
So there's no reason why a smaller environment could just have one DB2 container requiring one LUN.
That's correct.
Okay.
If I can add one more thing to that, you know, DB2 has his support to stripe his data across multiple database containers, but he also is able to take advantage of using disk arrays that have multiple disks that are then mapped to a single LUN. And if that's your environment, you can have just a single LUN with a single database container and still get pretty good performance, and not having DB2 manage it, but letting your disk array manage the performance for you.
Okay, fair enough. That's fine. So, and that array could actually be RAID 5. I mean, previously TSM, it was advised not to use RAID 5 in the database, but I guess things changed slightly with DB2. Yeah.
Right, and in fact, one of the things that we lose, if you will, by going from our proprietary database to DB2, is that we no longer have the ability to mirror the database. You know, with TSM version 5, you could define copy volumes that were basically mirrors of the main volumes for your database. DB2 does not have that capability, so we actually do recommend, where possible, to have a RAID 5 behind your database, just in case if there's a hardware problem, you're not going to lose your database.
That's fine. Yeah, it's understandable. Okay, just a couple of small questions. It's one of the slides we've noticed, so it implies that you could upgrade from version 5.3 of TSM to 6.1. However, we would under the understanding that the TSM server would need to be on version 5.5 before going to 6.1, which is right?
They're both right. Let me explain.
What's the minimum, really?
We will support upgrades from version 5.3, 5.4, or 5.5.
Okay, fair enough.
But under the covers, the DSM Upgrade Extract DB tool that's run by the wizard, it will actually upgrade the version of your database to 5.5 before it extracts any of that data.
That's fine. That's good.
But that's actually something that's very important for people to understand, because once they go down this path, if you're running version 5.4 or version 5.3 and you begin doing a database extract and something goes wrong, you're not going to be able to go back to what you were running without having made a database backup and then restoring that backup first.
That's okay. Okay. And finally, one minor question. We've noticed on a lot of the material, like the presentations and so on, that TSM is sometimes referred to as just version 6 and sometimes as version 6.1. What should we be calling it?
So this is a marketing kickoff, trying to say TSM 6. It just rolls out the tongue faster. It's smoother. In reality, it's TSM 6.1. So it depends on what rolls off your tongue better.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We just want it because we've noticed some customers have picked up an inconsistency in the expectors to know the difference. So that's fine. Okay. Thank you.
And we'll take our next question from Norm Russell of IBM.
Yes, hi. A question on slide 11, which mentions the fact that there's a new type of database backup, which is a database snapshot. Now, that particular feature has been available for a long time in TSM, so I wasn't sure if I was missing something that is new and different in version 6.
You know, I don't know the answer to that myself. Tricia, do you have anything? Or should we take a note and get back to Norm later?
Yeah, we can take a note and get back to you on that, Norm.
Okay, because the description of on the slide sounds exactly what it does today. Okay, thank you.
And our next question will be from Steven Reps of IBM.
Thank you. The different methods of database upgrade we have been presented, some obviously will run faster than others, but is there a general rule of thumb for how long this upgrade will actually take?
Well, in our testing, we've seen upgrade rates of about between 5 and 10 gigabytes an hour. Starting, and you need to, when you're doing your planning, you need to look at the amount of space used in your version 5 database as opposed to the amount of database space allocated, because we're only going to be moving the data that's used, obviously. Now, with that said, you know, obviously that's going to depend a great deal on your hardware configuration. And also, we've seen that within the same hardware configuration, the performance varies from one database to the next, and we're still trying to get a handle on just what's different between the different databases that causes the performance difference. So at this point, about all we can offer is, you know, between 5 and 10 gigabytes an hour is typical, and to use that as your planning basis.
Thank you.
And our next question will be from Roseanne Lagner from IBM.
Thank you. Just one question. If we have more instances of TSM in one machine, would it be better to upgrade each one separately or just do, as it was mentioned, upgrade one and import-export from the others? Would it be better to have only one TSM in the machine?
I'm not sure I have a good answer for that. A lot of it's just going to depend on what your requirements are. I think initially, you know, I would personally take a more conservative approach and kind of maintain a 1-for-1, 5-5-6-1, just until you got a handle on how well you could manage your 6-1 servers. But that's just me. One thing to note, if you do have a machine that has multiple TSM version 5 servers running on it, the TSM version 6 code cannot be on the same machine as a TSM version 5. So once you've upgraded the software on that machine, all of your version 5 servers will be down until you've upgraded them.
Okay. That's good.
So actually, in that circumstances, you know, you might want to investigate moving to new hardware so that your old servers can remain up while you're migrating them one at a time.
Thank you.
That's a good point that was made there by Ken, is that you still, in TSM 6, can have multiple TSM servers running under the same physical hardware, but they will each have to have their own DB2 database, just like right now they currently have to have their own TSM proprietary database.
And we'll take our next question from Ed Gilutan from IBM.
Hello, this is Ed from IBM, as they said. I just want to go back to slide 24, whereby, you know, it's already asked, but I want to verify this, if version 5.4 is going to be out of support soon.
I do not know what the plans are. I know we have a fairly long life cycle for our products, but I haven't paid attention to when 5.4 goes out of life.
I'll try and find that answer while the other questions are being asked.
Yeah, because I'm worried because a lot of my clients are 5.4. So if if that's going to be out of support, I would like to know to prepare the client, because if I know you said it's backward compatible and it's just a question of support, but I would like to prepare the client to be able to plan for this, because then we would have to do a massive upgrade of the client if that's the case.
Yeah, 5.4 is supported up to 5 years after GA, and so I'm just trying to determine what the GA date was on 5.4 to give you an estimated time on that.
Oh, okay. The other question I have is the 5 to 10 gigabyte per hour on the upgrade. Does that include the extract in the insertion?
If you have to do the upgrade in place,
on the same physical server.
That's correct. The estimated numbers that we got from performance did include both the extraction and the insertion.
Oh, okay.
Right. I would add that, if you have the hardware to allow it, that using the network method will take less time typically than doing the media method, just because at that point you have both processes running in parallel instead of having to run one after the other.
So if I have to do an upgrade in place, like what I'm saying is that I'm grading the server, the same server, I'm not upgrading it to another, putting it to another server. So you're telling me that the network method is better than extracting it to a media and reload it?
As far as the last time, yes. It will take a little bit less time because the two processes are overlapped.
Okay, so let me just confirm that. So you would recommend upgrading it through the network as opposed to writing it to a media?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
There are other things to take into account, though. The biggest one being that if you're going to use the network upgrade method, you have to have the hardware resources to accommodate that. You know, your system has to be powerful enough and have enough memory to be running both version 5 and version 6 at the same time, because the tool for doing the extract is basically a version 5 server. And then you also need to have enough disk resource to be able to have the original version 5 database and the new version 6 database on disk, online disk, at the same time. So if either of those is a concern, then you may be forced to have to go to media so that you can, you know, extract the database to media and then repurpose the disk to use for your new 6.1 database.
Okay, is there a minimum RAM, let's say, for a network upgrade, as opposed to the minimum of 8 gig?
The actual upgrade is probably not as memory intensive as you know what your server would require once it goes into production. So you may be able to use less memory than, you know, to actually accomplish the upgrade than what would be required to run a full server. And if you look at the slide that Tricia was talking to, that we say 4 minimum at a minimum, 4 gigabyte at a minimum, 8 gigabyte is recommended. So you can run a server with less than 8 gigabytes, but it may not perform as well as if you give it more memory.
Okay, so you're saying that to do the upgrade via the network method, you at least have to have 8 gig to get the performance of that network upgrade.
I think the performance would probably be better with 8 gig, just because at that point DB2 will have more memory to use for his buffer pools. But it would, I think, it's still perform adequately even with 4 gig.
Okay, thanks.
For the performance, what really is more of a matter is how you have your disk allocated, which we touched on earlier, either having multiple database containers or having a disk array with multiple hardware spindles actually impacts the performance more than the amount of memory does.
Is there a best practices for a DB2 implementation for this TSM?
So we are working on a distance learning module with Randy Larson, where we'll be recording some of his best practices that he's come up with for TSM6. And as soon as he has that module recorded, we will send out information on that to everybody.
Okay, thank you.
And so to follow up on the end of support question for 5.4, it looks like that would be around 2012, and then they could get extended support for TSM 5.4 through 2015.
And we'll take our next question from Pete Steven of Sirius Computer Solutions.
Well, thank you. One of the other callers already touched on my question about multiple instances of TSM on an existing server and trying to upgrade it, but I guess I'd like some clarification. I mean, it sounds like as soon as you do one upgrade, now all your code is at 6, so the other instances, I guess what would happen to them? How would you go about doing an upgrade of multiple instances on a given server? Or would you just try to move them off to other servers?
Well, what happens is that when you install the version 6 code, it replaces the version 5 code.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, all of your version 5 servers running on that system will have to go down because the code isn't there to support them.
Right.
Now, the code that we provide for extracting the data out of those version 5 databases can be installed on the same system at the same time as the version 6 code, so that you can go through and do the extract of the database and insert into 6.1 for each of those individual databases, even though you no longer have version 5 installed.
Okay. Seems like it's going to be a tricky process to try to do that.
It's going to be a problem,
okay.
Mostly because, you know, each one of those databases is going to take so much time to upgrade. And until you get all of them upgraded, you know, they're going to have to be down, which is a problem for a lot of customers.
And I guess what about your storage pools? That might be disk pools or tape pools. I'm assuming that once you get your upgrade to 6, it'll still reference the old pools that are out there where the data really is.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's actually the requirement for the upgrade. All we're moving is the metadata that describes the data that we have backed up and where it is on the various disk pools or storage pools. So once you have done the upgrade to version 6, you still need to have access to all of your storage pools, to the actual hardware on which they resided, in order for your server to operate correctly.
Okay, thank you. It's going to take some planning, I can see. Thank you.
As a reminder, that is star 1 to ask a question. We'll take our next question from Ian Hancock of IBM.
Oh, hi. I've got a question about ZOS platform. We know that the ordinary ZOS is not going to be at version 6. So if we've got a customer who wants to continue using the mainframe and he wants to move his TSM servers onto Z Linux, what would be the process given that you can't upgrade to different operating systems?
You know, I don't have a good answer for you right now. The decision to drop ZOS as a support platform came pretty late in our development cycle, and I think the assumption, at least for the short term, was that people who have a dependency on ZOS will remain at version 5.5 for the short term. I think we need to go back into our development labs and come up with a plan to help people migrate off of ZOS to Z Linux or some of the platform, but we don't really have an answer for that at this time.
So it's not as simple as a export-import activity?
Well, that would certainly be doable. That would certainly be possible. That would be the same mechanism you'd use, you know, on any TSM version to move from one hardware platform to the other. The thing about that, though, is that it's, you know, somewhat painful because you have to move all of your storage pools as well. So that can be a pretty time-consuming operation. But that's probably the only option available today if you had to make that migration right away.
Okay, thank you.
And if you do have customers who are running TSM 6 on ZOS and they do have concern about this not being upgraded to version 6 on the ZOS platform, please send me, Trisha Jong, an email on that. We are collecting responses from the field.
As a reminder, that is star 1 to ask a question, and we have a question from Willem Hillinger of IBM.
Hello. This is Willem. I just have a question regarding, more than one customer running SSM on version 5.5, but on slide 28, this repair expiration only works with 5.3.6 and 5.4.2, so does it work with 5.5.2 or?
Sorry, those are actually minimum levels required.
That's the minimum level, okay. So it will run on 5.5.2?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's okay. Thanks.
And we'll take our next question from Susan Steele of IBM.
Yes, I know backup sets are not currently in the 6.1 plan for DR handling, but I was wondering if that was in the plan. It's part of DR Media. Backup sets are wonderful for disaster recovery. And it would make it so much easier if it was just all part of the DR Media.
Okay. I know we've received a number of requirements to be able to track backup sets as part of the Disaster Recovery Manager and to be able to track when they're moved offline and brought back online and, or off-site and on-site and so forth. I'm not sure if that's part of our roadmap at this time or not. It's certainly not something that has been enabled in version 6. One other thing to add about that is that in the GA version of version 6, there's a temporary limitation that we will not support backup sets at all. The reason behind that is that we discovered late in our development cycle some severe performance problems that we wanted to address and get resolved before we enabled that code. Our time frame for doing that is going to be the first fix pack sometime, I think, in the early second quarter or late second quarter, early third quarter. So if you do have customers that depend heavily on backup sets, they need to be aware of that restriction and plan on deferring any upgrade to version 6 until after we fix this problem.
There was another limitation with the upgrade. If you do have customers who are doing NDMP backups and using a table of contents, those customers will also have to wait until the first PTF in order to upgrade to TSM6.
And we'll take our next question from Atif Jafari of Logicalis.
Hi, I'm Atif Jafari with Logicalis. I have two questions. Question one, how easy it will be to move from operating system to operating system? Let's say if I'm running TSM 5.5 on Windows and I want to move to new operating system, let's say Linux, how easy will that be with the 6 out?
Well, at this point, I believe the only supported mechanism is still doing export and import. We haven't, that's something that the database upgrade specifically did not address. As Tricia mentioned in her presentation, we still require that you go from to like operating system. So if you want to move from version 5 on Windows to version 6 on some other platform, you'll pretty much have to do it via the export-import method.
Okay. And second question is, I think you already answered, but I may miss it. Some of my customers are running on Windows with 4 gig of memory, and since 6.0 required 8 gig or higher, and there's a limitation on the operating side, 32-bit cannot handle anything more than 4 gig. Do we need to upgrade to 64-bit, then move to 6.0, or how that will impact the migration?
If you're running, well, actually, the 8 gigabyte is a recommended amount. The server will operate with less than that. I think we're saying 4 gigabyte as a minimum, just because much less than that, you'll see too many performance problems. But it would actually, you could run with even less than 4 gig. It's just not recommended at all. I would, in your case, probably do an upgrade to Windows 64-bit. You know, the hardware available for 64-bit is, you know, everywhere at this point. So it's just a matter of upgrading your Windows installation, and then going to 6.1 at that point.
Okay. Thank you.
And there are no further questions at this time.
Well, thank you.
We have just had a question queue. Angela Stryland of IBM.
Hi, yes. I just had a quick question as far as the N-Series snap mirror to tape and the snap diff. There's some confusion. I wasn't sure if it's coming out in the GA or in the first six pack.
Yes, so the new functionality around NDMP, where we can do an image-level backup using NDMP, that is supported in TSM6, as is the capability to do a snap diff with a SIS and NFS file-mounted backup. And in that case, we're saving ourselves the trouble of having to scan the file systems for backup, and your backups will complete faster. So both of those functions are coming out in TSM6. What is not supported is during the upgrade, if your TSM version 5.5 customers are using NDMP backups with a table of contents, they will need to wait until the first PTF to be able to upgrade to TSM6 to accommodate the performance gaps they found when they were testing.
Okay, because there was a couple presentations that I had that said coming soon on those features, and I think that they were going to come out in the first six pack, but they made it in the GA version. Is that correct?
That is correct. The NDMP and the SnapDiff and SnapToTape, we're working, obviously, with the NetApp folks on that, and so it was just getting everything tested and all the contracts and everything in place with them, and that all did go through.
Okay. Thanks, Trisha.
So, Trisha, I'm showing my ignorance here, but presumably those do not depend on having a table of contents then? Because that is
correct. Because the snap to tape is a it's an image level backup from which we do not do individual mailbox individual file restore.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And there are no further questions at this time.
Well, thank you everyone for taking the time to join today's call. We will be having additional Tivoli talks in April where we have developers online answering questions in the same format. Also look out for our Worldwide Roadshow, where we're going to over 46 cities and covering topics ranging from TSM6 to the new version of TPC to the new version of Bare Machine Recovery with Christy called TBMR. We also have a lot of distance learning modules being updated with the new TSM6 information. And we will continue to put out alerts with additional information on sizing and other things that will assist you in talking to your customers about the upgrade to TSM6. With that, thank you, and we look forward to talking to you on our next conference call.
This does conclude today's conference. Thank you all for your participation, and have a great day.